Today we are going to talk about the 10th Parah Aduma. It's fascinating that while the other things which are connected to 10, the Shir, the Minyan, that's not really brought down in the Halachas of the Rambam, regarding the Parah Aduma, we have a very famous Rambam, Hilchos Parah Aduma, the end of Perek Gimel, where the Rambam tells us that from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were 9 parois, there were 9 red cows that we were used to be metaher, the tmeim, the oasidis, and the 10th one, Yasa Melech HaMashiach. Mashiach will do, and then the Rambam adds his famous tefillah, Mehedo Yigalo Amin Ken Yirotzen, may Mashiach be revealed right away. So there's a lot of details that we want to discuss about this unique 10th Parah Aduma. So let's start b'chlal, understanding that I mentioned in the past that each tenth is not just a quantity addition, reach the number 10, but also quality, that the tenth brings a shleimus to the whole inyan. There's none that's more boilet than when it comes to Parah Aduma. By the Parah Aduma, the 10th Parah Aduma, we see clearly how it brings a shleimus to all the previous parahs. What do I mean by that? What is bechlal, the nekuda of the Parah Aduma? So Chazal tell us that while, of course, it's a choik, it's from the chukim that we don't understand all the reasons behind the Parah Aduma, and only Moshe Rabbeinu understood it. But nevertheless, to a certain extent, it's brought down that the Parah Aduma is a kapara on the Chet HaEgel. Now, people think that the simple cheshbon is the Egel was like a little cow, and the Parah is a big cow, so one is mechaper on the other. But it's a lot more than that. When the Yidden were mekabel the Torah on Har Sinai, at that point, Poska Zuamosam, there was supposed to be a Chayim Nitzchim, everlasting life. When the Eibishter created the human race, Adam Arishim was supposed to live forever. Unfortunately, he ate from the Chet Eitz Hadas, and because of that, he had to die. Why did he have to die? Why was the punishment Misa? Because when he ate from the Chet Eitz Hadas, Klipa entered his DNA, his body. And if Adam would live forever, so then the Klipa would also live forever. And the Eibishter didn't want Klipa to live forever, so he had to make his concept of death for the human race. When Matan Torah occurred, so this Tuma was eradicated, removed from the Am Yisrael. If so, we reverted back to our original intention of Chayim Nitzchim. Unfortunately, with the Chet Eitz Hadas, the Tumah returned, the Chet HaEgel, the Tumah returned, and now Misa is once again prevalent in the world. Now, why is there the Parah Aduma? The Parah Aduma is to bring someone that touched a mace to make them Tohar. Without the Chet HaEgel, there would be no Tamei mace. Therefore, there would be no need for a Parah Aduma. So Parah Aduma is, to a certain extent, an extension of the Chet HaEgel. Because the Chet HaEgel, we have Mason. Because we have Mason, we need to be Matar from the Mace, which is the Parah Aduma. When Mashiach comes, at that point, there will takabi v'esruach ha-tuma aver min oretz. There will be no tuma. Ubederech memelev, there's no tuma. So then there's no Misa, there's no death. And once there's no death, so at that point, you don't need another Parah Aduma. So it comes out that the 10th Parah Aduma, which is going to bring Tahara for Klal Yisrael, that will be an everlasting Tahara. And at that point, there'll be no Misa. So it comes out that the Asiris, the 10th Parah Aduma, is truly the Shleimos of what the goal of all the Parahs were there supposed to be to begin with, to be Mechaper on the Misa. And that's why we find an interesting word when it comes to Parah Aduma. Everyone in this room is familiar with the Maimer V'Ata Tetzaveh. with one of the famous questions of the Maimer is that if Aaron is going to light the menorah, so why v'yichwei lecha shemen zayizach? Why does the oil have to be brought to Moshe? When it comes to Parah Adumah, we have the same wording. In Parshas Chukas, Zayis Chukas Ateira, that the Eibishter said, V'yikwe Lecha, that the Parah Adumah has to be brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Vastake, why the Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to do the Parah Adumah, so why does it have to be brought to Moshe? So Chazal say that the reason why it says V'yikwe Lecha is because lo'elam nikras al shimcha, all the pores adumais are connected to Moshe. Pashit begashmius, they all had from the afar, from the ashes of the original pora, it was all a continuation. There was always a remnant, a hemshich, to the original pora aduma that Moshe Rabbeinu did in the midbar. But there's also something more than that. Parah Aduma is supposed to be Mevatel Misa. The koyach to be Mevatel Misa comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we find two things. We find on one hand, Chazal tell us in the Gemara Soita, Moshe loy meis, that Moshe didn't die, ma lahalan oymedu meshamish, afkan oymedu meshamish. Moshe Rabbeinu continues to exist. That we know that inside every single Nasi, there's the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu continues to live. So Nitzchias is connected to Moshe himself, as well as things that Moshe Rabbeinu touched. Maisi de Moshe Nitzchim heim. What Moshe Rabbeinu touched, he had the magic touch and made them Nitzchi. That's why the Mishkan was just hidden, it wasn't destroyed. Things that Moshe Rabbeinu dealt with continue to exist in a gashmizdika sense. So we find that nitzchias, everlastingness, you know, is connected to Moshe. Because Moshe, let's think about it in the terms of Avodas Hashem. What makes a difference between Erev and Boiker when you're working with Koiches HaGiluyim Shebenefesh? When you're Megala, the Yechida Shebenefesh, when you have Mesiras Nefesh, in Mesiras Nefesh, there's no limits. There's no day, there's no night, there's no end. Mesiras Nefesh, by definition, has no granit, has no border. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Raya Mehemna, whose inyan is to bring Megala, the Etzem Nefesh, the Yechida Shebenefesh. So by Moshe Rabbeinu, the inyan that the Parah Aduma could be Mevatel Misa, could be Mevatel Death, a Koyach HaNitzchi, that dafka has to come from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet the Rambam, and this is a fascinating inyan, when he speaks about the Parah Aduma that Mashiach is going to do, he doesn't tell us that Mashiach will do the Parah Aduma in Hilchas Melochim, where he speaks openly and clearly about Mashiach. He tells it to us in Hilchas Parah Aduma. And the shaila is why? First of all, why is the Rambam Bechlal adding a tefillah for Mashiach in the middle of Rambam? The Rambam is not a siddur. The Rambam is a sefer halachos, even though for many they read it like a siddur. But why in the middle of a stam is he putting a tefillah? And if he's already going to put a tefillah, let him put it in Hilchas Melochim. Why is it in Hilchas Parah Aduma? And the Rebbe gives us a fascinating Gevaldik Echidosh, which I want to share with you now. And that is that the Rambam is actually teaching us a halacha. The Rambam is actually teaching us a halacha with these words. And that is, the halacha is, that the Rambam tells us that you not only do you have to believe in Mashiach, but you have to be mechake, you have to await Mashiach. What does that mean, to await Mashiach? So we know there's halacha of tefillah. What is tefillah? We have three times a day we daven, but minat Torah. What is the concept of tefillah? If you need something, you ask the Eibishter. But kosher strochev, when you need something, you ask the Eibishter. Something that you don't really need, you don't need to have to, you don't daven. Something that you really need, and someone reminds you of it, even on the side, like Derech Agav, just incidentally, the person reminds you of that thing, you automatically desire it again because you innately need it. The Rambam is trying to teach us that you have to daven for Mashiach. But if the Rambam would put that tefillah in Hilchas Melachim, so someone's going to say that only when I'm thinking about Mashiach, that's when I daven for Mashiach. By putting in Hilchas Parah Adumah, the Rambam is telling you that you have to be so deeply associated, connected, desiring Mashiach, that even if Derech Agav, you're learning about Parah Adumah, and someone mentions that Mashiach will do the Parah Adumah, you should bring out in you a desire to daven for Mashiach, because you need Mashiach. In other words, it's not only when you're learning about Mashiach that you daven for Mashiach, even in when you're doing Hilchos Parah Adumah, the rest of your day, which is openly not connected with Bias HaMashiach, you hear the word Mashiach, Mehedo Yigala Amen Ken Yehi Rotzen. So if that's the case, so how come the Rambam himself doesn't do that every time he mentions Mashiach? Every time in Sefer Ayad, he should say, Mashiach Mehedo Yigala. So that comes back to the first thing, that the Rambam is a Sefer Halachis. The Rambam has to teach you the Halacha once. The Rambam doesn't have to say it again and again because he taught you the Halacha. The Rebbe brings a example of that from Rashi, that it says, Eila told us, Noyach, Noyach Ish Tzadik, that Rashi brings down that the Torah is telling you that when you mention a tzaddik, you like a name of a tzaddik, you're supposed to mention that he's a tzaddik. How can we only find that by Noyach? So every time it says Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you should say Yaakov Ish Tzaddik. But no, once the Torah taught it to you once, so now you know how to act. Torah is Miloshin Hayra. Torah is teaching you how to behave. So that by mentioning it once, it's giving you the klal of how you have to behave always. So the same is true with Mashiach. By the Rambam mentioning Mashiach one time, Derech Agav, so to speak, in Hilchos Parah Adumah, that teaches us in our Avodah how we have to behave, that Mashiach should be so part of our existence. And if you want to go to the extreme, the Rebbe said in the famous Sicha Vayeda, that every time a Yid eats, and he comes to bench, you know, people struggle with benching. Why? Because they're not sure if they're really satisfied. Not because the food is not tasty or not filling. Because the Yid anxiously awaits the Sharabar and the Levyosin. And he says, I only have to bench V'achalta V'savata. Until I have the Sudas HaMashiach, there's no V'savata. So you tell the Eibishter that you're challenged to bench. But the Nikuda is very, very simple. That by having the tefillah for Mashiach and Hilchos Parah Adumah, the Rambam's A, teaching the importance of davening for Mashiach, and that it should be so negayat you, even when you hear it, Derech Agav, you still have a deep yearning and desire to daven for Mashiach.